From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Protests asking for police reform have picked up nationally in the past several days after a police officer in Wisconsin shot Jacob Blake in the back 7 times and after a white supremacist teenager shot 3 people protesting the Blake shooting, killing 2 of them. This weekend, there are more protests locally. One about evictions in Troy, August 27th, a Black Lives Matter protest in Ellenville, August 28th, a Mamas for Black Lives Matter event in Albany, August 29th, a Speak Up demonstration in Dover in Dutchess County, August 30th, and a Socrates Black Lives Matter assembly on August 31st. And while there are often calls to shrink police forces at these protests, more local police are expanding. In Kingston, Police Chief Ejido Tente told the Daily Freeman August 26th that he's aware of community concerns about increased patrols in the city. He said, and I quote, "They are focused on areas that have been statistically problematic in the past," end quote. Noting officers are conducting traffic stops for equipment violations or failing to use a turn signal. In Great Barrington, the Berkshire Edge reports police there have added a, and I quote, "drug recognition expert," end quote. The Great Barrington Police Department is one of 2 departments in Berkshire County now with an officer certified to identify drug-impaired drivers. Marijuana sales are legal in Massachusetts, but drivers under the influence are difficult to spot, police say. Great Barrington Police Chief Bill Walsh said at a town meeting August 24th, and I quote, "As marijuana has been decriminalized and with the advent of marijuana shops, for a while it's been a concern in law enforcement. How do you prove or prosecute driving under the influence in drug cases?" End quote. Liz Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. An open house was held at Promenade Hill Park in Hudson, August 25th, by representatives of the Downtown Revitalization Initiative in an effort to hear community feedback on its planned projects. The city of Hudson in 2017 was given $10 million for the initiative from the Capital Region Economic Development Council for the development of 7 projects in the Bridge District. That district encompasses 2nd Street to the waterfront from east to west and Dock Street to the south, wetlands from north to south. According to the State Downtown Revitalization Initiative Plan, nearly 1,300 people, or 19% of the city's population, live in that district. At the open house, Street Plans, a sub-consultant for Arterial Streets, presented Hudson Connect's proposed street improvements, and Star Whitehouse, a design consultant, offered a presentation for proposed Promenade Hill improvements. Both initiatives emphasize the importance of community feedback in the process of executing their projects. In the DRI grant, $4 million is allocated to street improvements led by Arterial Streets, of which $10,000 will go towards temporary projects called, and I quote, "demonstration projects," end quote. Community volunteers will install the demonstration projects on the first weekend of October. The purpose of these projects is to gen further input on the long-term plan. Suggested improvements include lighting, adding bike lanes, installing sidewalks, replacing missing crosswalks, installing ADA or Americans with Disability Act curb ramps, and adding more signs that point to cultural institutions and businesses in the city. The Promenade Park Survey and Hudson Connect Survey can be accessed through the City of Hudson website, and you can read more at HudsonValley360.com. Noah Zweifel is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise. 2 bills that would split New York State into 3 autonomous regions are making their way through the Assembly and State Senate. At the same time, Westerlo resident Betsy Filkins is appealing to local governments to support the constitutional amendment by adopting home rule resolutions, allowing for the passage of a law that would radically alter the structure and organization of New York State governments. The amendment introduced in the Senate and the Assembly last year by Senator Robert Ort and Assemblymember David DiPietro, both Republicans, the legislation defines the individual regions as New York, comprising New York City's 5 counties, Montauk, comprising Nassau, Rockland, Suffolk, and Westchester counties, and New Amsterdam, consisting of the rest of the state's 62 counties. In addition to dividing up the state, The amendment would limit the state government's ability to levy sales tax by imposing a 4% cap for the first 10 years. The cap would be lowered to 3% thereafter. The taxation would be left up to the region's own local governments. Those governments would be run by regional governors, lieutenant governors, and secretaries of state, along with bicameral legislators. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. Edward McKinley is reporting for the Times Union. State Attorney General Letitia James, August 25th, took legal action against President Donald Trump, the U.S. Postal Service, and the Postmaster General for what she claims is their unlawful plan to slow down the mail and replace mail-in votes in the coming general election to help Republicans win. James said in a statement, and I quote, "This USPS slowdown is nothing more than a voter suppression tactic. Yet this time, these authoritarian actions are not only jeopardizing our democracy and fundamental right to vote, but the immediate health and financial well-being of Americans across the nation," end quote. Lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C., and other plaintiffs include state attorneys generals from New Jersey and Hawaii, as well as the cities of San Francisco and New York City. The civil complaint alleges the Postal Service made various policy changes that led to delays in mail, including cutting overtime, removing collection boxes, and removing high-speed mail sorting machines. The goal of those changes is to slow down the mail service and hurt Democratic electoral prospects in November. More Americans than ever are expected to vote by mail this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. House of Representatives approved a measure last week allocating $25 billion to the Postal Service, with 26 Republicans joining the Democratic majority. U.S. Representative Paul Tonko, an Amsterdam Democrat, was a co-sponsor of that bill. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. Local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.